Jesus could have chosen to be anywhere else that day, but instead he was there pursuing Sam. John tells us in verse 4 that Jesus had to go through Samaria. Jews considered Samaritans to be the scum of the earth. Usually, if they were near Samaria, they would travel around it, but not Jesus. He had to go through Samaria because he knew Sam would be there. Knowing she was running from the very thing that reminded her of her imperfections, Jesus timed it that she would run into him and find perfect love. He initiated conversation and asked her for the one thing she had to offer, water. It wasn't much, but it was a starting point. Sam could have easily filled her jar and headed back home, returning to her busy day, but she stopped and listened. Jesus met Sam in one of the loneliest parts of her day. In the same way, he is there waiting for us in the midst of our imperfect lives when our pain and failures confirm our self-doubts. He is there waiting for us when we're going through the motions, aware of what needs to be done, but unaware of how we're going to do it. He is there on those mornings when we can't stop criticizing ourselves for blowing it the day before, when we go to work and wonder why we're even there. During endless days filled with changing diapers and doing laundry, wondering if we'll ever find meaning in the monotony of motherhood, he is there. When we come home to an empty house and wonder why we don't have a family, or come home to a teenager who belittles us or a husband who ignores us, Jesus is there. If you've ever doubted God's personal pursuit of you, let this truth sink in, my friend. Wherever you are, he wants to meet you there. He is waiting for you to stop, come up close, and turn your heart to listen to his. You don't have to pretend things are fine when they aren't. He knows what is going on in your thoughts. Nothing could keep him from wanting to be with you. He invites you to come to him to receive the perfect love he offers, love that casts out fear, love that is patient and kind, love that keeps no record of wrongs. That is what he offered Sam, and it's what he offers you and me. Will this make my life easier? Jesus told Sam if she knew who she was talking to, she wouldn't even bother with the water in the well. Instead, she would ask him for life-giving water. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." John 4:11-15. Sam didn't understand the fullness of his promise, so she focused on the first part of Jesus' sentence, which equated in her mind to, "This could make my life easier." Never thirsting again meant she wouldn't have to come back to the well every day.